From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. At the transition to a new presidential administration, industry lobbyists speaking at the Packers West Coast Produce Expo last Thursday gave their best hopes for a Democrat-led White House. Industry leaders said important issues include immigration reform, expanded trade, and continuing recovery from the pandemic, but admitting it's still too early to predict how Biden will tackle those challenges or if he'll be successful. Western Grower CEO Dave Puglia told ThePacker.com President Trump brought a mixed bag of uneven results for the industry in trade and immigration. With markets for crop and farm commodities continuing to fluctuate due to the pandemic, farmers have just a few weeks to apply for federal aid from the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program 2. CFAP 2 offers aid to farmers of a wider range of crops that have seen prices drop and supply chains disrupted. The application deadline for CFAP 2 is December 11th. A majority of U.S. adults have a positive view of farmer sustainability practices, and an overwhelming majority trust farmers. That's according to a new American Farm Bureau Federation survey. The survey of 2,200 adults found that 58% rate farmer sustainability practices positively, with broad agreement across demographics. 88% trust farmers, a 4% increase from AFBF's June polling, which is evidence the public recognized food supply chain challenges were not within the control of farmers and ranchers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.